You think that you've left something go or released it, worked through it, yet somehow it still pops up. It's like, can't you just say, God, take it away? You know?
Well,
don't want to hassle with this anymore.
Layers of the onion.
Take it away.
It's important to realize that the evolution of your soul, while it is, it does go in a circular motion, it's very important to understand that it's an ascending spiral. And many people forget that. They say, oh, I'm back to that again. That come up. No, you're never back to that again. Anything that has been cleansed from you, that's been healed, divinely healed. Now, when I say healed, I mean transcended, not coping device. The world teaches coping devices. I'm talking about when you've truly mastered a circumstance and you've been cleansed of the distortion, you never come back to that again. You might come back to a similar experience, but you've gone a full revolution and you're on a higher level. And the human mind, in its confusion, misinterprets. It's constantly misinterpreting everything. That's how the world got to look the way it does. But the mind misinterprets it. Oh, I'm back to that again. Therefore, I haven't changed. Therefore, woe is me. Therefore, it's all hopeless and pointless. And therefore, God is a sham and God is a liar. And it's just spiral down. When the truth is, you've actually been spiraling up. All life only moves in one direction, back unto the Creator. Even the most resistant, the willful, the most ignorant, the most arrogant, the most willful, with their feet dug in so they're grinding the heels, the bones in their heels, they're still growing, albeit at an infinitesimally slow rate. But they're still growing. All life moves forward, ascending into the one love, the one, the all of all. So it's very important never to think, I'm back at that again. Revolution, but a level higher. Your soul evolves in an ascending spiral. And if you have come back to a similar dynamic, a similar circumstance, it means that there's more of it to cleanse, deeper layers. I often describe the process, I use a very simple analogy, those stacks of deli plates in those 50s delis. You know, you pull the top one off and the next one pops up, and the stack goes deep down into the metal container. Well, in order for something that's down on the seventh or eighth plate to reach the surface, you have to cleanse and peel away all those other layers. And it's the fact that you have healed and mastered all these other aspects that something that was very deep, subterranean level of your consciousness is able to find its way to the surface, to be revealed. It's actually an acknowledgement of you if something else has come up from deep down under that same level, because that stack of plates is a vertical line. All the layers of the spiral going down, 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 down. But the important thing to know, the most important thing is there is a last plate, just like in the deli. Someone is going to come up and see the metal bar at the bottom and say, no more plates. And that's a wonderful thing, experience to have when you've finished transmuting and transcending all of the different layers in a particular arena of your psyche, of your consciousness, and then you realize, wow. And you have the full experience of just being at peace, in love, in mastery with that area of your consciousness, and that is very real. And you just keep moving on to other ones. So, words of inspiration for you.
Thank you.
Be not discouraged.
Thank you.
Welcome them.